Well, like every year, we start out hopeful. But this year, things are different because the governor is putting the full weight of his actions and his words in support of marriage equality, and there's no substitute for that. So we're hoping that that's the persuasive element that's necessary in the General Assembly, but also in the Court of Public Opinion, because as he said today, my partner and I got involved in this 8 years ago because we wanted to protect our children. I think the governor and the legislators finally understand that equal rights under the law are about protecting families, and who doesn't want strong families?
And I know I met your daughter. You have one daughter, two daughters? I forgot how many kids.
We have two girls.
Two girls. Okay, that's what I thought. In terms of, and I'll ask you to react to the Gonzales poll, it showed that a 49 in favor, 47% against. So it's almost equally split. I think it's within the margin of error. How do you account for that? That, at least according to that poll, public opinion is split on this issue.
Well, I think people are still coming to terms with what they understand about it. I think, as the governor said, people who are concerned that religious freedom may be impugned know now that or can be educated about the fact that they've made the protection so much stronger that there will be no need for any religious leader, any religious organization to be concerned that their prerogatives will be impugned by this. It's simply a matter of equal treatment under the law.
The scuttlebutt I hear around the state house is that the House is 5 votes short in passing this bill, and that number keeps changing. What do you say to lawmakers who are still deciding?
I would say think of your own families. Think of the important equal treatment that you currently have under the law as it's written. We just want the same for our family.